Swingers, the cheerful singing of westbirds awakened the two children. Again, they started to search for their way home. Soon, they were more lost than ever. They were so tired and hungry that they could not move another step.
Gretel, look! What is that?
There, through the trees, is a beautiful little cottage.
The walls were made of gingerbread, dotted with raisins and nuts.
The roof was made of cake, tipped with frosting and red cherries, and the windows were sugar candy.
First, the children stared, unable to believe their eyes. Then they started running toward the cottage. With just the word, Gretel carefully broke off and ate a piece of window, and Hansel ate a big piece of roof. Then they heard a lady's voice calling,
"Nibble, nibble, little mouse! Who is eating from my house?"
They looked at each other in surprise. But before they could say anything, a little old lady hobbled around the corner. The old lady was very nice to them.
"You poor children, you look tired and hungry. Come inside. I'll give you something to eat."
She led them into her cottage and brought them cakes, apples, and candy. Then she took them into a bedroom where they fell asleep on the softest bed they had ever seen. The old lady was really a wicked witch, and her gingerbread cottage was a trap to attract little children so she could eat them up. So while Hansel was sleeping, she said,
"I will carry him outside and lock him in the hen house. I will feed him good food every day to fatten him up. Each day, I will tell him to put his finger through the door so I can feel how much fatter he has become."
The old witch could not see very well and also fooled her by sticking a cheating bomb through the door each time. After several weeks, the witch still did not find Hansel any fatter. But she was so impatient that she decided to cook him in the soup anyway. She told Gretel,
"Get up and light the oven. I'm ready to cook a batter."
She dragged the sobbing girl into the kitchen and gave her into the oven.
"Now come inside and see if it's right for a baking bed."
Gretel suddenly knew what the witch was thinking. She wanted to push Gretel into the oven.
"I don't know how to do it."
"See, little girl, I'll show you. Look, I can do it." And the witch stuck her head into the oven. Quick as a wink, Gretel pushed the witch right inside, slammed the door, and locked its kite. Gretel ran to let Hansel out of the hen house. When they knew the witch was gone for good, Hansel and Gretel danced with happiness. They looked through the house and found lots of treasures. They put as much as they could into their pockets and ran out of the house. Suddenly, they recognized this part of the forest, and soon came to their own cottage. The father ran out to greet them.
"Oh, my children, I am so happy that you are home again."
The nasty stepmother had left their cottage some time ago, and had sworn never to return. The children showed their father all the treasures they had found. They were no longer poor. Hansel and Gretel and their lucky father lived happily forever and ever.